through, it's as if we put our foot on them. We speak rumors instead of remedies, gossip instead of gospel, lies instead of the truth. You know what the Lord has said? He said, I need somebody with a word of hope, a word of encouragement, the word of promise to some single mother that's struggling, to some father that's frustrated, to some young folk that don't know which way they ought to go. Speak his word. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. That's not me, that's power. You're not giving somebody an empty promise when you say, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear because the Lord is with you. The Lord will be your strength.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to another segment of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. It is your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC. First of all, I appreciate y'all so much. I always have these like weird and awkward pauses at the beginning of all of my shows, because I'd be super excited. And anybody that knows me knows I'm like an awkward person when I get super excited. Like, sometimes, do y'all ever not know how to express like y'all love, joy, and excitement about something? Well, that's how I am. So, like, sometimes when y'all hear these like awkward laughs and pauses and stuff like that, it's just me. Sometimes I be like envisioning it's a bunch of people in my room watching me as I record my podcast, but it really is nobody there. And I hope I don't sound crazy to y'all. But thank you all for tuning in to yet another show. Thank you for all the love and support that I got through social media from everybody off of my last podcast show that I recently just released a few days ago. Y'all, the support and the love is absolutely so real. And honestly, once again, I will continue to say this because it's the God honest truth. I couldn't do this without you all. I would not feel like doing it if it was not for the support of you all. To everybody that shared this podcast to your stories on Instagram, to everybody that reposted it to Facebook and tagged me in it, to everybody that posted it directly on their social media accounts on Instagram as well. Thank you all so much. I truly appreciate you all, and you all are amazing. The You're More Than Enough actually had some of the highest ratings out of a lot of my other podcasts, and it was you all listening and tuning in and just sharing it. So everybody else, you know, people that didn't even know I had a podcast, you know, were reaching out to me saying, you know, bro, we didn't even know you had a podcast, but what you're doing is such an amazing work. And we never know what, you know, what touches people from all over the world. So I just truly appreciate you all, because like, I got big dreams and goals for myself. And sometimes in the society that we live in, it's kind of scary to express yourself and, you know, be open and honest with people with things that you desire to do, because some people look at you and they think, oh, well, you're not doing enough, or they feel like you're not on their level. But anybody out there that's listening today that has dreams and goals and stuff like that, like, go after them. Like, be a trailblazer. Do something that absolutely no one is doing, because the awesome part about being you, like I always say, if Dr. Candy Morrell was listening to this, she would probably laugh right now. But like I always say, there's beauty in being you. God didn't create a carbon copy of you. He only created you. So whatever he's placed on the inside of you, go after it. Like, you know, bump what people got to say. Forget what people say, well, that's not you, or that doesn't fit the mold. Be who God called you to be. Do what God wants you to do, and everything else doesn't even matter. At the end of the day, God still loves you, and he placed that inside of you for a reason. So I don't care what you inspire to do, hashtag as long as it's positive, okay? Because I ain't trying to get up on here and send nobody astray. But as long as it's a positive thing and you are uplifting people and encouraging people and it gives people hope in the future, continue to do it, okay? Continue to go after your dreams and love yourself no matter what. Don't take no bullcrap from nobody. Be who you are and love yourself, okay? That's what I want you all to do. So the song that I started off, that you all started off listening to, is called Gotta Keep It Pushing by Barthology. And he released this spoken word piece back in 2017. Guys, go ahead and download that. Support Kingdom Music. It's available on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Guys, go ahead and download that single, stream it, even though it was released 2 years ago. This piece that he produced, it absolutely speaks to me all the time. I love listening to this piece. It's very uplifting. I actually was scrolling down on Instagram one day and came across it. I was on Ja'Kalyn Carr's page, or whatever, and I seen her repost this song to her page, you know, and talk about how uplifting and how much life this spoken word piece gave her. But it's like a song too, all in one. So yeah, go ahead and download that. It's called Gotta Keep It Pushing by Barthology. And his name is spelled Barthology. Go ahead and download that single. It's absolutely amazing. It's inspiring. And not only that, it's a whole mood, because in 2019 and entering in 2020, I gotta keep it pushing. Don't stop, won't quit. The grind don't stop, the hustle don't stop, Style and Grace LLC won't stop. It's going to continue to push. Like I always tell you all, and like I always deliver to you all, I have some amazing things coming up, y'all. Like these next 2 months, September and October, for my business is about to be so lit. Like when y'all see what I've been working on, like don't call me the goat yet. I'll wait. You know, y'all can call me the goat later. But I've been working on some stuff. Like one thing about me, when I have something, I try my best to remain current, relevant, and consistent in whatever I do. And I think y'all are going to enjoy it. Like, I think really what I'm about to do in September is about to change the game. Not only that, I'm starting to work on a new project in October. Shout out to Elijah McGill. He knows what I'm working on. But all I got to say is unexpected in 2020. Okay, moving on. So today, I'm not really going to hit on too many things with fashion, if I hit on anything about fashion at all. Today, I didn't really want to come on here and talk about that. But kind of, I was once again talking to a group of my friends. We have these conference calls just about every night where we just talk about things like that. And afterwards, when we get off of our conference FaceTime call, we pray with each other and we just text each other uplifting and encouraging words to kind of help us get through, you know, the next day and something to hold on to. And you all know who you are. And we were just talking about some stuff and it came to me clear as day, the power of empowering. Oftentimes, we don't empower and lift up each other enough, in my personal opinion, in the body of Christ. We can see somebody going through, we can see somebody being down and depressed, and the only thing we look at them and say is, oh, you know, praise the Lord and God bless them. You know, or we see what we're going through and we shake our head and say, Lord, help them. Or, you know, oh, God bless them. I thank God that ain't me. Instead of going over to that person, looking them in the eye and say, you know what? I may not understand what you're going through, but bro, I'm here for you. Sis, I'm here for you. I love you. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? And right now, really in this day and time, our young people are absolutely struggling in their minds, in their hearts. So many people are battling so many things right now. Depression, suicidal thoughts, addiction, like more than ever. Like I've never seen so many young people addicted to drugs in my life. Like it's a real life attack from the enemy, from identity confusion, confused on, you know, what sexual preference they like. Like it's so many things going around and so many people need hope and so many people need an encouraging word. And instead of us lifting them up, sometimes we look at them and tear them down. And my whole hope is like, Lord, don't ever allow me. And this just kind of hit me right now. And this is like a moment where I'm being open and transparent and talking to God right now. Like I'm even forgetting that the mic is in front of me right now and all my equipment is in front of me right now. But God, help me to live out this truth that I talk about, you know, on this podcast. Help me to live out this truth when I'm encouraging people when they hear me. And Lord, help me not to be a hypocrite and discourage people. You know, Lord, let my good works glorify you. Like, that's my whole prayer and that's my whole mood. Like, God, whatever I do, I so badly, y'all, want to be pleasing into God's sight. Like, I so badly just want him to be pleased with everything that I do. And when we do certain things to discourage certain people, that's not pleasing to God's sight. Like, we are supposed to be the salt and light of the earth. And sometimes we don't even bear that. And it doesn't even go by the way we treat people. Just us as Christians, you know, going out to the club with friends. And we got the whole truth within us. But we're leading them to a burning hell. You know, the language that we use in front of certain people. But then they look on our social medias and see that, oh, they living just like us. Like this is, honestly, I really didn't expect to kind of go down this route today on this podcast. But guys, let's just empower people and let's empower them the right way. Empowering people is not, you know, standing up for the same rights that the world stands for. Empowering people is not encouraging, you know, girls and guys that this is a hot girl summer. You know, that's not empowering people. That's hurting people. Like, let's get back to empowering people through our words and our deeds. And most importantly, our actions. Like, let's get back to being light bearers. Let's get back to letting our light so shine before men. Like, let's get back to that, guys, because it's just so much going on. It's so much hate in this world, and it's so many things that people don't got nothing. The world feels like they don't have anything to look forward to. They feel like they don't have anything to look up to. Like, there's no hope, there's no peace in this day and time that we live in. And honestly, there is going to be none until we find it in God. But the only way they can find it is if we are empowering them, is if we are giving them something to look forward to. So I don't know who's listening to this today. I never do. Unfortunately, I wish I could see who's listening to it, because you got so many people that be like, OMG, I see you got a podcast and I listen to it. But 9 times out of 10, they really don't be listening to it. Y'all know who y'all are as well. But yeah, let's get back to doing the right thing, guys. Let's get back to doing the right thing. And this was birthed out of a place, because I've always been like a social person. Even though I really don't like to be social, for real, for some reason, people have always been drawn to my personality. And I never really understood why, but I mean, it's a confidence thing. What can I say? But sometimes, for the most part of my life, people has always been drawn to me or whatever. And I never understood why, you know what I'm saying? And growing up, I used to be like super mean because I just didn't like being bothered. You know what I'm saying? But when I gave my life to Christ, like all of that changed, I understood why people were drawn to me. And God had to reveal to me, it's not you personally who they're drawn to. It's the light that's within you. So we just have to be careful. Like even the things that are drawn to us on a day-to-day basis, sometimes you got to step back and say, okay, Lord, why is this, that, and a third attracted to me or drawn to me? Like, Jesus, what's on me that I need to get rid of? I mean, is you catching my drift, y'all following me? Like, what is it that I need to get rid of? Like, God, what am I drawing that's not like you? Like, we be the first to hoop and holler, ooh, the devil is a liar. But no, bro, no, sis. Sometimes it's a little something on you that you just need to let go and get rid of and dead it completely. Seriously. So I hope today, and this was like a super quick podcast. I think this is like the quickest podcast that I ever did. I just want to get on here and kind of state my opinion because I have my own show and I can do just that. Isn't that cool, y'all? Like the fact that I can just hop on the airwaves and say what I need to say and then get off, you know, and I have to worry about nobody interrupting me. That's like a whole blessing. Like, thank you, Jesus. That's like a whole mood. But like I was saying, you know, guys, let's get back to empowering people the right way. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God for the friends that God has placed in my life this last year, because I was honestly at a place, and this was just the God honest truth, on my way down to this conference that we had or whatever. Weeks before that, just being open and transparent, my launch event. It was a great success. Shout out to everybody that had something to do with it. Shout out to LaShawn Brown, Kiara Gladney, Shamara Tumblin, Avery Burl and the Sounds of Worship. Shout out to everybody that had a hand in this. My decorator for that night, Sister Manat, and her team. Shout out to everybody. But even though I had an amazing turnout, like it was an amazing turnout, the seats were filled, it was still a few people that, just being real with y'all, it was some family that didn't come, you know, which really broke my heart, in which I'm over it now. But I'm just being honest. It's the truth anyhow. And I'm going to talk about my truth because it helps me get free every time I speak the truth and, you know, shame the devil. And it was also people who claimed to actually care about me as a friend that didn't even show up, nor did they even take the time out of their busy schedule. You know, and now I'm being a little sarcastic, out of their busy schedule to even send a text and say, you know what, friend, I'm proud of you. And I'm just so happy on your accomplishments. Now, here's the thing. I've never been the type that fish for compliments or recognition or anything like that. Because I'm just the type of person, if I have something that I want to do and accomplish, I just do it. Like, I don't wait for validation. If God give me the okay, skip everybody else's opinions. But it hurt me and it really discouraged me because I was like, Lord, You know, I'm such a loving person. And to every single last one of my friends, no one can ever, ever, ever say that Dellen has not been there to pray for them, to give them a shoulder to cry on, to be a friend to them. Dellen has never missed a birthday. And if he has, it was for a life or death situation. You know, I've just always been there. So sometimes, you know, when you are consistently there for people that you care about, you want that, as the people say, that same energy. Like, give me that same energy. You know what I'm saying? And that day, the Lord kind of opened up my eyes. And not only that, it was some people that showed up that I didn't need to be attached to anyway. But it took that situation for God to say, you know what? This was me showing you all along. Like, I want to encourage people today, be around people that genuinely love you for you. Be around people that genuinely uplift you because they love you. Like, don't be around people that only uplift you and love you because of the status that you on, or they love you just to get clout. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know they'll do anything for clout. Come on now. Y'all know that song. Let's not act stupid. So y'all know how people are. So be around people that genuinely care about your future, that don't care about what you possess, that just love you for you. All of my friends and everybody that's even listening out there today that may not be a friend, that probably don't even know who I am, you just stumble across this podcast. Like, love yourself enough and be real with yourself. Like, I just want to encourage you today. You are more than enough. Like, I want to empower you today and say that you are amazing. Your gifts and talents will continue to make room for you and set you before men in high places. I just speak so much life into you right now. I speak life into your business. I speak life into your finances. I speak life into your family, those family members that are not saved. I speak life, shoot, while you in school, during exams, because y'all know some of y'all be struggling during exam week. I speak life just on every situation that the enemy has tried to dead in your life. I speak life to it. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you do have hope and you do have a bright future. And remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Like, whatever you're going through, God is going to help you through it. And I pray on today, even though this podcast was super short, in the words of my bishop, you ain't got to be long to be strong. Shout out to Suffragan Bishop Avery Burrow. But I hope this really empowers somebody today. I hope it encouraged somebody. I hope that it put a smile on your face. I hope you laugh. Like, I hope you smile when this podcast is over. I hope you get up and say, you know what? I'm going to continue to follow after my dreams. I hope that, you know, you can go back to that person and say, you know what? It hurt me, but I still love you. You know, but at the end of the day, I'ma still do me. Because God has helped me realize my worth. Like, young women, young men, know your worth. God paid a big price just for you. Like, when Jesus died on the cross, he paid a big price for you. Okay, like, it ain't even a price tag. It ain't even a price for the price tag. You catching my drift? Like, God did something so special and amazing for you. So be thankful for that. Be empowered. Like, go out and be great. Live your best life. Don't go back and forth with haters. Live your best life. I love y'all. Continue to be inspired. Continue to do great things. Continue to be the dope people that you are. Because I think that everybody listening to this podcast is dope. And not just because it's my podcast, because if somebody else had a podcast called Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Whoever, I think that's something I would be interested in. And I would listen and I'll be like, you know what? They so dope for that. You know what I'm saying? So God bless you all. For all updates and to continue to keep up with me and follow me on my personal blog, just as well as my business page or whatever, follow my business page at SNG2017_ on Instagram. Also follow my personal blog for all updates. with me and things that I have going on personally. I ain't gonna reveal too much to y'all because some of y'all are nosy. But follow me at DFSNG underscore. Also, guys, if you have not purchased any of my apparel, go ahead and log on to my website immediately after this podcast, www.stylegraceLLC.com. Because y'all want to know something, my biggest pet peeve, and this is just like a side note real quick, is when people be like, S-T-Y-L-E, and put the and sign. I'm like, it's not style and grace like that. It's like style and. Like, I'm very particular with that and. And also, I hate when people put style dash the letter N, capital N, grace. I'd be like, no, it's not style and grace. Like, no, it's style and grace because I have style and I have grace. That's just a little FYI. So, guys, I am going to be leaving you all with the song that we started off on. This is by Barthology, and it is called Gotta Keep It Pushing. God bless you all, and I totally appreciate you all. Love you, peace and love, and until next time.